Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Tuesday, so you're listening to International Sim Serves. How are you guys doing today? How was your weekend? Hope everybody's good. Hope you're enjoying the weather, which is quite volatile at the moment. I mean, you know, this is England and this is Manchester, but I don't think I'll ever get used to it. It's a lot. And can we just get into hay fever? Honestly, everybody out there suffering from hay fever, I stand with you. Like, solidarity, honestly. Because those who don't have it, they don't know. They don't get the struggle, okay? And I know they like to walk around gloating. This is really, it's not even funny. At this point, no, let me be serious. At this point, it ain't funny, okay? I've been to the pharmacy and I got X, Y, and Z, and it feels like a drop in the ocean. My nose feels like it's on fire. Feels like it's on fire. That aside, still, I brought myself together for you guys. For you. I came here today for you. To show you all the new music that I found. Yes, I know that's what people love the most. Well, I don't. I'm making that up. But it's what I love the most, and here I am. So, I'm going to start with two artists. Both of them R&B. One is from North Carolina, Nomi, who released her EP last month called Sweet Talk. And I'm going to play the lead single from her project. Oh, sorry, I say last month, it's actually April. Look, time flies, man. Time flies. Can you even believe we're on episode 7? Like, feels like just yesterday I was scared to start my radio show. I wasn't scared. I'm not even good. Let me not cap. I was always excited, but, you know, I thought that it would take a while to ease into it, but now that I'm here, well, hey, it's great fun. Anyway, I'm gonna try to stay on topic today, okay? Try to stay on topic. Nomi, really interesting voice. I think an artist you could compare her to would be Solange. I've seen her described as avant-garde. I won't use that because I don't know what it means. I will use the term alternative. I have a feeling they kind of mean the same thing. Not sure. But yeah, definitely a Solange type flavor, especially with the harmonies that she uses. Yeah, really lovely voice. And the second artist, Gabriel Jacoby, he's definitely a rising star at the moment and well-deserved, honestly. He's got a really rich tone to his voice. He's got a really nice twang. His voice is very nostalgic and I appreciate that, you know. There aren't many artists in the mainstream who have those standout voices that you could definitely pick them apart from other people. In the past, we had, I can't think of any male ones off the top of my head, but Amy Winehouse and Sade, you know, those are voices, as soon as you hear them, you know it's them. Even Beyonce, to be honest, I would say has a very recognizable tone to her voice. And someone like Rihanna, I love Rihanna's voice. I love her voice because she doesn't try to sound like anyone else. It's very her. It's very difficult to imitate her voice because she plays to her own strengths in terms of what her voice can do in her music. And I would argue that's what makes her so successful and so iconic, because you really can't replicate that. That's not getting into AI and all that, because I have heard the AI Rihanna songs. Okay, this is the thing. Some of the AI songs slap. I'm gonna say it. They're all right, but they're also a bit creepy, don't you think? Like, again, because a voice is so personal and so unique, it does feel a little bit violating. I know that's a strong word, but I would say violating to take it from somebody. I mean, I recently experienced having somebody other than myself mixing my voice, and it wasn't a nice feeling to hear my voice used in a way that I didn't want it. So that was really eye-opening for me. I've seen other artists say, I only trust this producer with my voice, and I understand that now, because it's a weird feeling, but it feels like as if someone made a fake video of you doing something you weren't doing, you hadn't actually done. That's kind of what it feels like. It's your voice and it's your words, but not like that, you know? I mean, hopefully I got that across. Either way, two artists I'm about to get into, both have really unique voices, both have really nice tones. So let us begin. So here is Nomi or Nomi with Sweet Talk.
Oh,
So what did you guys think of that? I really, really am loving both of those at the moment. Probably Gabriel Jacoby a little bit more, just because, as I was saying before, that voice is really cool, really iconic. Though, something I do want to talk about is lyrics. A lot of modern music is less poetic than the older stuff. As I was doing some research for this episode today, I did come across an article that was featured in, I think it was Science. Let me even find it. So this is via nature.com. This was a report done in March 2024, that came to the conclusion song lyrics have become simpler and more repetitive over the last 5 decades. So they analysed 12,000 English-speaking songs and came to this conclusion, which is interesting because something I feel I've noticed, songs are just less poetic. And when I say poetic, I mean they are so literal now. There's a lack of, I'm gonna sound like my A-level English teacher, but literary devices. And it's not to say that every song needs to be really well thought out to be a good song. Like, there are really no rules to what makes a good song. However, I will say, in terms of what actually connects to the listener, I don't think there are rules, but I think there are certain things, if you don't do them, you're gonna miss that, or you're gonna miss me at the very least. So both those artists, Nomi and Gabriel Jacoby, again, have such distinct voices. It would be great to hear more personality in their lyrics. And again, both of them are still emerging, so there's no reason why that can't follow. But it's just something I notice with a lot of music that's coming out in the last couple of years. There's a lack of just personality, really. The song can even be good, but the words they're using don't tell me much about them. It becomes harder to separate them from other artists bringing out similar music. And that's one thing in general that I feel music's lacking. So, again, I was gonna say on the topic of music, but the whole show is on the topic of music. But this weekend is Parklife in Manchester, which is always a very busy weekend. I've actually been given a complimentary ticket, which is really nice of them. So I was looking at the lineup. Let's talk about this, guys. If you know like more than 10 of these people, you get a gold star, because I have never felt more old and out of the loop than when I was looking at this lineup. By the way, I'm still gonna go, just so we're clear. Am I the age demographic? No. Do I know half the artists? No. Will I still be there turning up to the artists I do know? Absolutely. So, okay, let's get into some of these artists. So we've got Calvin Harris. I mean, I think we all know Calvin Harris, and I do love him, I'm not gonna lie. I think he's kind of an icon in terms of dance music. Sammy Virgil. Is it Virgil? Oh, I've been saying Virgil. It's Virgie. Sammy Virgie. I could have sworn it was Virgil. Sammy Virgie. 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 I don't know. Skepta. Yeah, we know Skepta. Near Archives. So I actually am going to play one of her songs next. She's another one with a really distinctive voice. Really nice twang to her voice. I believe she's actually Manchester native, but now stays in London and is London based, which is quite interesting. She makes jungle and D&B and some R&B less so. She's also a DJ. I think she's really cool, to be honest. And I love her voice. I really do. So. Who else we got on here? Okay. This is where it gets a bit more obscure, even though this is like line three of big artists. Rudimental, you might know. Again, D&B, big D&B artist. Marlon Hofstadt? Ketama? Prosper? Ewan McIver? This is where I'm like, now you might be making stuff up. No shade to any of these artists, but who? Am I what? Where have I been? I'm even into electronic music house, but who the heck? Bov? B-O-V? And I even tried searching some of these artists and I couldn't find them. That's the weird part for me. Like, are you really just making, are you making stuff up? Are you putting your friends on the lineup? Because look, I'm just saying, why can't I find these artists? Bizarre. And ooh, we've actually gonna, there's a nice lineup of local DJs hosted by Ghosts of Garage, who are super cool. Every event they do is always a vibe. I mean, I love Garage, and I love that Manchester loves Garage. But yeah, they've got a few cool DJs. Larishka, Rich Reason is obviously an OG. Mixtures is another OG. So that would be interesting. The rest of these, I honestly feel like they are low-key taking the mickey. Armin van Helden. See, I know a different Van Helden that makes electronic music. I don't know if they're related. No, do you know what? I'm thinking of Oliver Heldens. What happened to him, huh? What? It's crazy. In the electronic scene, I swear, people come and go like a revolving door. They can be on the lineup this year, forgotten next year. Like, it's tough out here, clearly. So yeah, as I was saying, I was looking at this, even as somebody who's into house electronic tech, I'm, you know, sitting here like, what? Yeah, who? Arthi Lenz? Anyway. Regardless, if the music's good, I will be doing a two-step, a skank, whatever, you know? Given that the energy's there, because I'm never gonna say no to hearing music on big speakers. There's nothing like it. On a big sound system, on a proper sound system, everyone just dancing, that's a little bit of me, So, aside from Park Life, let's get into Near Archives. This isn't something that I'd usually think to play on the show, but since she's on the Park Life lineup, I do think that for any older listeners, when I say old, I mean like over 30. I know that's not old, okay? But if you're out of a certain bubble on the internet, you may not have heard of Near Archives. Although, she actually opened for Beyoncé during the Renaissance tour in London, which was came as quite a surprise to a lot of people. There was quite a lot of negative backlash, actually. I can kind of understand, because the genres are definitely mismatched. At the time, Nia was blowing up on TikTok, and likely that's what got her the gig. Again, no shade, I think she's super talented. But I think a lot of people were annoyed about that. But you know what, sometimes the game's the game. The game is the game. Not to mention, Nia Archives is now definitely quite established in her own right. Warehouse project that happens in Manchester every year, she usually curates the lineup. I mean, I can't say if it's actually done by her. I don't know how those things work, you know. Quite interesting. But in theory, she curates the lineup. It's her thing. It's called Up Your Archives. They've been doing it for a couple years for her section of Warehouse Project. Anyway, let's get into this. This is definitely jungle influenced, you know. This is Nia Archives, Forbidden Feelings.
There's one other thing I wanted to talk to you about. It's a rather personal.
There is one thing.
Oh.
One thing.
Oh, there's one little thing.
You
That was Nia Archives, Forbidden Feelings, followed by KTB, Perfect Stranger. Went with KTB afterwards there because I found that Nia Archives is quite reminiscent of KTB, both definitely doing the drum and bass thing, which is pretty cool. Also, just thought I'd mix it up on the show, you know. You never know what people are gonna like. And that's why radio is important. Get introduced to new stuff, expand your musical palette. That's what intonation is all about, okay? And the whole point is I'm learning, you're learning. There's always new stuff to see. Saying that, the next song I'm gonna play is Kay Trinada, and I chose this song because I thought the first one by Nomi, again, really gave Kay Trinada. Looked it up and it wasn't produced by him. This is the thing though, right? When an artist gets big, suddenly the copycats spring out of every nook and cranny. And that's definitely true for Kay Trinada. I would say less so with him because his style is just so unique. Definitely with the drum patterns are a little bit similar to jungle or drum and bass, just slowed down. But the way he mixes electronic sounds, especially with R&B vocals, is why he's one of my favorite artists. So, the next one I'm gonna play, this is such a summer song. This is such, I don't know, it kind of gives, I wanna say end of the movie, everything worked out. Maybe not that, but it's giving summer fun. It's giving summer fun, and that's what I'm bringing to you guys today. So, this is Be Your Girl, Kay Trinada remix. So, originally by Tedra Modris. Let's go! Don't know if you got a girl. Don't mean to disrespect, but I'll tell you for my world. I even dream of you, I swear. Visions of you and I. See you all around my way. Then meaning to say hi, but I'm just way too shy. Just a silly crush. And I
even my type. In a lie. We had drinks all night. Put my phone on silent, and I don't know why. No, I couldn't leave her. Should've said bye, Felicia. Must've been the tequila. I wish you had amnesia. Come, what I did can't be undone. Kiss and chase, baby, run. Don't give my love to no one.
Bad belly when she get. You gon' try, she not forget. No forgiveness, so To the left, wanna take a real life reset. She said nah, don't make no effect, oh ha. And I say no vex, oh. No vex, oh ha. My baby don't vex, oh. My baby don't vex, oh. And I say no vex, oh. Don't vex, oh ha. My baby don't vex, oh. Don't vex, oh ha.
I just wanna get behind you on the dance floor. Then I take you back to the back of the dance club. Handsome, always call me handsome. Then I hand rub, throw tantrums. If you leave me, that's it, Lord, no lie. When I ride on a beat, I just try to supply. Gonna be good, thank you, and ain't care much, I'm indoor. Rip good, but I think I'm an asshole. Then I fuck so long that the moon and the sun's true position is sick, cold. And I roll it over, I call it a pick roll. I'm on top, I don't mind if we switch roles. Next morning when we leave, you can switch clothes. Pissed off, you ain't get my number when I hit though. Real nice with the words, but I mean with a nice stroke. And I kinda bite though, aight ho.
Bad belly when she get. You gon' try, she no forget. No forgiveness, so To the left. Wanna take a real life reset. She said nah, don't make no effect, oh ha. And I say no vex, oh.
So we had two K Chinada songs there. We had the remix of T. Dramoses, Be Your Girl, which is a classic. And then we had Vexo, K. Chinada featuring Goldlink, Ari Penn Smith, and 8-9 Fly. Don't know who most of those people are, but you know what? Might look into them and see if there's anything I like for the next show. That could be fun. Today's sort of turned into a bit of a song association game. I think a lot of my episodes have turned into a song association game. You know what? Let's run with it. If you just joined, you are listening to Intonation on Radio Africana with Sim Says. Again, how are you guys feeling? Message me on Instagram. I am at the short girl hustle. Hustle is H-U-S-T-L-E. Not double S and not a different word. Sometimes when I tell people my username, they give me a look like, huh? No, hustle. Soul, hustle. Anyway, yeah, message me there. Tell me anything you want me to talk about. I am going to be opening the line in future episodes. I want to hear other people's opinions. I want to see what the audience is saying. I know you got stuff to say. So yeah, if you want me to hear what you have to say and for me to bring it into the next episode, message me on Instagram. I am at the short girl hustle. H-U-S-T-L-E. So, I'm going to stay on R&B vibe today. Let's stay on R&B vibe. Been thinking a lot recently about Solange because that Nomi track was really, I'm not going to say really reminiscent again, it reminded me of Solange. For sure. I think I said that before, but for sure. And I miss Solange. Pretty sure the last album she gave us was 2019? It was 2019. Damn. That's, yeah. We need, I need Solange to come back. Like, honestly, she's an artist I really loved. It's funny because until her second album, I really didn't care for her. But then I listened to, sorry, not her second album, until her album When I Get Home. Was it Seat at the Table? No, it was When I Get Home in 2019. It wasn't until that came out that I went through her discography properly and really just grew to love her. Again, I don't know what avant-garde means, but I imagine Solange fits in to that category. She really is alternative, and you know, being a black artist, sometimes we can feel restricted from outside pressures on the kind of music that we can make. One thing I found from researching about R&B is that R&B was originally called race music, which is crazy. You couldn't do that today. Well, some might argue that they kind of still do it. But yeah, it was called race music. Developed in 1940s, the end of the 1940s, in America, to specifically show that this was music for black people. They called it race music. They marketed it as race music. And along the line, it became R&B. Which is really interesting because, as I was just saying, you know, black artists still get lumped into being R&B when they aren't. First person that comes to mind for me is Steve Lacy. I'm a massive, massive Steve Lacy fan. He's always been a bit more alternative, but he often gets called R&B, and honestly, he's made R&B. He's done that, but what he's doing right now, that's not R&B. It really isn't, and he himself has said he feels like he's only been put in that category because he's black. And you know, to the wider world, allow us range, okay? We're past the times of the 1940s. It's not race music, it's music, you know? It should be for everyone. Even now, they're still calling SZA R&B. I don't know how I feel about that. I feel like in her earlier days, she was kind of like, kind of an alternative pop jazz R&B artist. She was an alternative R&B artist, and now she's just pop. She really is just pop. And I say that because of, like, the melodies that she uses are very pop, I think. Although, something that is very distinctive about SZA and why I will always be a fan is the way that she writes. Although she's a singer, she writes as if it were a rap, so it's the syllables that are stressed more than anything, more than the melodies. And if I were to guess, knowing her story and that she started making music before she knew about musical theory, I think maybe that could have been how she developed that style. But it just goes to show you don't have to be an expert in something to become good at it, because if she hadn't had that lack of experience, she wouldn't have been able to give such a unique approach, which is just something interesting to think about. There's a quote, I don't know who this quote is attributed to, I've actually tried to find it, and it is, well, they say it's Picasso, but allegedly it's not Picasso. It's learn the rules like a student so you can break them like an artist. Learn the rules like, learn the rules, look. learn something, all right? Learn something and then break it, see what you get. Yeah, I'm joking. But yeah, it's the same concept. You get the gist. It's the same concept. Like, you don't have to be the best at something to be able to bring an interesting take. Do you know what? Allegedly, Prince didn't know music theory. Another artist that didn't know music theory. And that is so interesting to think of what he did. And also, he was quite innovative. On the other hand, you have people like Stevie Wonder, who have always used music theories in their music. And still, honestly, able to do a lot. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the rules, of course. But yeah, it's just interesting. It's just interesting and quite inspiring, you know. Outside of music, anything that you want to do that you think I'm not classically taught, that's okay. That's absolutely fine. Don't even put yourself down, you know. Or at least, it's okay to try and fail. It's okay to keep trying and keep failing. If you want to learn something, you don't have access to the resources to learn, honestly, just aim as high as you can. Aim as high as you can, and in the end, you will still have achieved something. And I think that's worth it. So, I'm gonna play a SZA song. Now, I'm gonna play a song from her old stuff. When she was still had that jazz sound that I was just talking about, jazz-ish. You'll see what I mean. Let's go with. She's got so many bangers, man. So many bangers. Okay, this one. So, this is SZA and another great artist, Zaya Rashad, and Warm Winds. This was actually produced by Mac Miller, which is quite sad, R.I.P. But yeah, let's go.
Hey, girl, ciao. Hey, Lord, child, don't you worry. Stuttering, shaking our feet. Beauty's never given in a hurry. So condescending, leave your questions here.
Gingerbread, you heard I'm sweet. I'm on today.
Scissor with Warm Winds featuring Azaia Rashad. Yeah, definitely a bit more alternative. Whether that's even R&B, I think it is. I think it is R&B, but again, it's up to you guys. It's whatever you feel. So, we're coming to the end of the show now. I'm gonna play Just How You Are by Leon Thomas. Leon Thomas, if you don't know, get to know. If you're into R&B, he is going from strength to strength, you know. He's one of those people where the talent is just undeniable. If you enjoy watching live videos, I mean, videos of live performances on YouTube, his are always amazing, amazing. It's funny, you know, that he came from a Nickelodeon show. I mean, it's the same show as Ariana Grande. It's just you don't often see many of those stars make it big. To be fair, there are some. Selena Gomez, Sabrina Carpenter. There are some others, but can't think of them. But yeah, it's funny to think that he started there and he's here now, because his music is so sophisticated. Not sophisticated as in classy, but sophisticated just as in like refined. And to think he came from a kid's show, it's like, it's weird. But yeah, this one had on rotation for the past week. It actually came out last year. So, please enjoy, guys. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I've been Sim Says. This has been Intonation, and you're listening to Radio Africana. Bye, guys.